I am 10 minutes from Brussels International Airport. The situation here is very sad, to say the least. It's a very tense situation. Earlier this week, Salah Abdeslam, who was part of the network of the terrorist attacks in which 130 people were killed last year, November 13, was arrested. And it seems that a new network had already been put in place. So in spite of the police finding large weapons and explosives, it seems the new network is now in operation.
With all that is going on now, do you feel secure in Brussels?
There's tight security and the debate that is going on. If you listen to what French President Francois Hollande said earlier on, he said they now have to deal with a combination of making sure citizens are safe, but also respecting civil liberties. So there are a lot of concerns, of course, that tightened security can also go a bit too far in infringing people's human rights. But, of course, at the end of the day, we are better off safe than sorry. And I think Belgium has done well, and I think their response has been incredible.
We also understand that public transport has been suspended. How are people managing to get by?
There are emergency buses. For instance, my mother has just been in one that brought her home, and there are ambulances along all the roads in case anything happens. But taxis and public transport are not operating. I think the main concern right now is to just get people to their homes so that they stay in and are safe until further notice.
Have you managed to talk to anyone from Zimbabwe?
Yes, so far I have not heard of any casualties or people that I know or any Zimbabweans, but you know that the Chibebes are here. I spoke to, actually she looked for me, Tatenda Chibebe, and she and her family are safe so far. But I wouldn't know about other Zimbabweans. We just keep praying that they are safe too.